Have you ever had a craving but not know exactly what you want? The easiest solution to no longer have this craving is... Subway! This podcast is brought to you by Subway Eat Fresh. Use the promo code DISTRICT12 to get 50% off your next sub.
Here's the choice to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say who murdered three. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where dead man called out for his love to flee?
Good day, everyone. My name is Julie Latham, and here today with me is Jennifer Unger. The movie we will be discussing today has an amazing hero's journey and is constantly keeping you on the edge of your seat. Today we're going to be talking about the rewatchable The Hunger Games. I hope you enjoyed this movie as much as I did. And just remember that today is going to be an amazing day. Happy Hunger Games, everyone, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
If we met at midnight in the hanging tree, are you coming to the tree?
Now, if you haven't seen this movie, I'm going to give you a quick summary using the synopsis. It was once North America. The capital of Pan Am maintains its hold on the 12 districts by forcing them to select a boy and a girl as tributes to compete in a nationally televised event called the Hunger Games. Every citizen must watch as the youths fight to the death until one remains. District 12's tribute, Katniss Everdeen, played by Jennifer Lawrence, has very little to rely on, other than her hunting skills and sharp instincts in an arena where she must weigh survival over love. It was only this year that I first watched this movie. I read all three books and was dying to see them. After watching the movie, I knew that it was just as good as everyone said that it would be. Since the movie came out in 2012, and I have two older siblings, I'd already seen most of the spoilers and knew mostly what they were about, but I did still want to watch it for myself, to see just how good it actually was. After watching this movie, I would 100% recommend it to anyone, but advise you to make a smart choice, and if you can't handle the amount of deaths, don't watch. If you like action just as much as I do, this would be perfect movie for you. I would like to welcome Jennifer Unger. Hey Jenny, how are you today?
I'm great, Julie. Thanks for having me.
So, to start off, we are going to discuss the most heroic moment. The nominees are when Katniss takes her sister's spot to fight in the games, when they first enter the arena and are fighting for their weapons, or when she climbs the tree to set off the bees on her competitors.
Oh yes, I think the most heroic moment is when Katniss takes the spot for her sister.
Yes, I agree. That was so brave of her. I would take my spot for my little sister as well. Even though I wouldn't win, I'm sure I would rather keep her safe than have her risk her life.
Aw, that's so sweet. I think I would do the same for my sister.
I also think that the most heroic moment was when she was running away from the bees.
Oh yeah, that was cool when she climbs the trees, let the bees out on the other people, and stays up there for the night while the others suffer.
I agree. Now, the best part of the journey. The nominees are the ending, where they both choose to die to prove the capital wrong, when PETA betrays her and joins the bad guys, and it causes a huge dramatic twist.
I think the ending was cool. They wanted to show the capital that their game was ridiculous and that they weren't going to win.
Oh yes, I agree. They wanted to show that the capital was trying to kill the population and that the game was ridiculous. The capital even tried to make Katniss and PETA go against each other until someone dies. They use the berries to kill themselves at the same time so that no one will win. The most rewatchable scene nominees are Katniss saving her sister, when she comes home at the end and the games are all over, or when Katniss and PETA come out for the first time in the beginning. I think that it would have to be when they come out for the first time. No one really likes District 12, and they showed them all that they were wrong, and people started liking them. It was so unexpected.
Some of the most memorable quotes are, "Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor," or "Destroying things is much easier than making them."
I think it's "Destroying things is much easier than making them."
I disagree. I think it's the other one. The most common quote that everyone knows is, "Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor." When I first watched this movie, this was the first one that I knew.
Yeah, I guess. You're right. I really like them both.
Me too. The last thing that we're going to be talking today about is the picking nits. The nominees are letting 7-year-olds into the game, only getting a limited amount of supplies, and they must be given to them by people from the Capitol.
Well, I think that the letting 7-year-olds in is a huge thing. It's not fair that they even have to do this, but to put little kids in and have no idea how to fight is just not fair.
Yes, I agree. I don't know why they're letting Rue join. It's unsafe for her, and she has no way of protecting herself from the older people.
Yeah.
The most heroic movie in the last 10 years?
Yeah. This movie has a huge female role, and it shows people that kids killing kids is not okay, and that you must keep fighting even though you don't want to. You can never give up, and doing your best is all that matters.
I agree. I feel that this movie has a big message and is very well shown throughout the story. Well, that's all for today. Thank you, Jenny, for coming.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Thank you all for listening, and thank you, Julie, for having me.
Anytime. I had a lot of fun. Well, that's all for me. If you missed last week's episode, be sure to go back and take a listen with Jenny and myself talking about the rewatchable Batman vs. Superman. Goodbye for now. Don't forget to use the promo code DISTRICT12 to get 50% off your next sub at Subway. This has been Jolie Latham with the rewatchable The Hunger Games. Signing off.
Happy Hunger Games! And may the odds be ever in your favor.